I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Welcome, evolutionaries, to this week's podcast. In last week's podcast, I talked about a Star Trek episode from the series The Next Generation. And if you haven't listened to that podcast, you might want to just pause and go back and listen to it. It isn't a long podcast. But in it, I talk about this one episode called Gambit, where there is this Vulcan isolationist who is attempting to reassemble this lethal Vulcan weapon. And this weapon amplifies the energy of violence and attack and hostility. And as a result of amplifying it, it destroys the person that it's directed towards if they are also holding that kind of energy of attack and hostility. But the weapon becomes ineffectual and useless if the person that it's directed towards empties their mind of all hostile thoughts. And I used that as a metaphor for our present day, in which we are experiencing this amplification of hostility and anger and attack, and that as we hold those energies, we are actually amplifying them. And the way that we begin to de-escalate the situation is to disengage from those kinds of thoughts, empty our minds of hostility, and allow those waves of anger and attack to pass through us. Well, in that final scene of that Star Trek episode, when the Enterprise crew shows up on the scene, you know, at that last moment, Jean-Luc Picard, who is already there and understands now the principle of this weapon and how it can be disarmed, tells them immediately to drop their weapons and empty their minds of all hostile thoughts. And I wanted to focus in on that first directive, drop your weapons. Last week I talked about emptying the mind of thoughts, but that first one of dropping your weapons feels very crucial to me. It's something that is the first step in making this shift towards being a presence of peace, is to drop your weapons. Now, that seems fairly obvious. If we want to be peacemakers and if we want to be in these times as a positive force, it's pretty obvious that we need to drop our weapons. But what might not be so obvious is all the different forms that weapons can take. We might think very literally of weapons as, you know, guns and knives and bombs and things like that. But actually, weapons are not restricted to those kinds of armaments. We can be holding weapons and using weapons with the words that we speak, with the things that we share on social media, with the sign that we take to a rally. And this really was brought home to me a few weeks ago when I went to a rally having to do with the detention of people fleeing across our border. And it was a rally to protest that. And as I walked through the crowd and saw all of these different types of signs, it was clear that many of them actually were weapons. They were slogans and words that were actually meant to attack, to vilify and to attack. Other signs were not weapons. They didn't hold that energy of hostility. And as I talked about also last week, it is that presence of hostility that adds to this dualism and this bifurcation and this split that is occurring in the society. And so to be present in those moments without being there in that kind of energy, I believe, is actually quite essential. Well, why is that so important? It's because what we are being called to do right now is to change our consciousness. That we have been inhabiting this egoic consciousness for thousands of years, and it has brought us to this point of crisis, where the ecosystem is on the brink of collapse, where there is this rise now in nationalism and xenophobia, where the bonds that have held us together seem to be collapsing. That egoic consciousness of separateness is now coming to a head. And that egoic consciousness of separateness cannot take us into the future. It has taken us as far as it can. And now our presence on the planet really depends upon our ability to make this leap in consciousness. The task for us right now is to make this shift from that dual consciousness, that egoic consciousness, into a unitive consciousness, into an awakened consciousness, where we comprehend our oneness with all that is. And that is the evolutionary task before us right now. And when we hold on to our weapons, no matter what form they take, we are simply continuing the status quo of that egoic consciousness. We are not supporting the transition into a non-dual consciousness from which a new world can arise, but a new world cannot arise from the old consciousness. That old consciousness brings us into this stance of hostility and anger and attack, and it is that very consciousness that we must now release. And so previously we understood weapons as being something that would protect us. We were secure if we had weapons. But when we are faced with this evolutionary challenge, it is the weapons themselves that keep us tied to the consciousness that cannot bring forth the new world that wants to come through us. And so the weapons are no longer implements of safety and security. They are holding us to a consciousness that actually endangers our presence on the planet. Now, I could go into more depth in terms of what survival means, because I believe that in our essence, we are eternal, so that no matter what happens on the planet, the essence of us, the consciousness that finds expression in us, that infinite consciousness can never be destroyed. But as a species, as a particular expression of that consciousness, our presence on the planet will be determined by whether or not we are willing to make this leap in consciousness. So I wanted to bring that up to pose that question for you. Are you dropping your weapons in any form? And I understand that this isn't easy, and I'll talk more about that. This is not easy. But if you can just ask yourself, am I engaging in something that actually is a form of weaponry? Am I sharing things on Facebook that actually are a form of attack? How am I holding on to my weapons? And just understand that one of the first actions that we take as evolutionary activists is choosing to drop our weapons, knowing that they do not bring us safety, they do not protect us, and they cannot take us where we need to go. And so I will leave that with you. Again, if you want to watch that Star Trek episode, if you haven't seen it, it's called Gambit. It's in the Next Generation series. And also, I wanted to mention something. I haven't talked about it really much on this podcast yet, but I have a book that has recently been published, and I will talk more about it in this podcast, but I would love it if you would check it out, because everything pretty much that I talk about on this podcast emerges from the experiences that I share in this book. And the book is called Beyond Jesus, My Spiritual Odyssey. And in that book, I talk about my experience of being engaged in nonviolent civil disobedience. I talk about spiritual awakenings that I have had that led me to see reality very, very differently, and led me to see Jesus as someone who attained the kind of awakened state that is within us all, and that is now our calling to step into. So I'll provide a link for that book here on the page of this podcast for you to check out. I would love for you to do that, to read the reviews, and to listen to your heart to determine whether it is a book that is speaking to you. So that, I want to leave you with that, and I want to leave you with this teaching to drop your weapons. And until next week, I wish you peace.